A jam-packed generic live show this week. Everything from the royal wedding to the craze that is sweeping the nation, the fidget spinners, and 10 confessions from a former Kiwi beauty queen, plus the return of your favorite segments. It's all coming up right now on the generic live show. Generic live show. Thanks for joining us here on the Generic Live Show for a Sunday. It's Dale Campbell here with you. We're doing it for Geek.io. Thanks for joining us. As always, it is a pleasure to be here. Thanks for joining us. A few technical difficulties to get us moving for a Sunday. It's 9:01 Australian Eastern Standard Time. 7:01 if you're in American on the Eastern time zone. Thanks for joining us. It's a pleasure to be here, as per always. We've got a jam-packed show for you this evening. And, of course, we are live and local here in the beautiful Cairns, in the beautiful Redlands, rather, in Queensland, Australia. And we bring to you local news. We put local news on the world stage, whether it be good or bad. This week, it's a little bit indifferent, I think. I don't know what to think about this one. So, we're gonna rush through some of the news today, because with some of these segments are jam-packed, filled with information like you first-hour information seekers like to have. An explosive device found on Bruce Highway south of Cairns was safely detonated. Now, this story was unraveling, as you may or may not have noticed on our Facebook page. If you want to find us on Facebook, you can. Generic Live Show with Dale Campbell. You can search us up there. But this story, I think I posted the final one up there. For me, I think posting breaking news is kind of a bit pointless, if that makes sense, because it's like, well, you're just going to be updating it every now and again, because, well, and we're the generic live show, so we don't actually have to bring you breaking news. We just bring you the world's generic news, if that makes sense. So we're not actually doing anything new here, trust me. But anyway, so this story, getting sidetracked already today. Wow, it's a new record. 3 minutes in and I'm already off track. Bomb squad officers have safely detonated an explosive device found beside the Bruce Highway in Cairns. At Cairns in far north Queensland, the highway was closed for hours on Wednesday after the device was found at Edmonton, a suburb of Cairns South, just around midday. An emergency declaration made in Edmonton to allow police safely remove the device was lifted shortly thereafter. A member of the public called police after finding a suspicious object on the highway. Officers from Explosive Ordnance Response Team, wow, try having that on your business card, x-rayed the item and confirmed it was an explosive device. Officers then dug a pit, buried the device to detonate it in a controlled explosion. Mount Sheridan, one of the Mount Sheridan residents, a suburb close by, was one of the many people stuck in traffic for hours when she went to pick her kids up from school. Quote, I received a text message from the school stating that roads were closed and we were not to get our children for some time, and that be holding the children in an undercover area near the office, she said. The resident also said the sound of the explosion was very scary for the children. Quote, when I finally did get home, we were inside the house with the television on and it was literally a loud bang, unquote. Senior Sergeant James Coate said the device was not consistent with a terrorist event. Quote, the device itself, we estimate, probably evaluating, no more than a 100-meter radius, which is why we dug a big hole for it, he said. But obviously, we would like to open compensate just to be on the safe side in case we are wrong. It's definitely not a terrorist related at all. I'm quite happy and confident with that assumption. I actually, here at the Genetic Lab Show studios, we did a little bit of investigative journalism here. Reports came into this office, and I haven't had this confirmed, so do take this as pretty much hearsay at this point. And I haven't been able to find this anywhere online, but I'm reporting it because we need a scoop. we need a scoop on the show. Spice things up. Get spicy. But we at the Genetic Lab Show Studios, we here at HQ was told that it was an old war device. And looking at the map and the area where the device was found, that's not necessarily surprising because it does the area radius that it covers, or radius it covers the army barracks as well. So it was probably an old war bomb that was dug up. That was reported here to GLS HQ. Look at us with the exclusive scoop. With a scoop. It's like a big old scoop of ice cream, and we had a scoop on the bomb. Mr. Coate added the event was highly unusual and, to his knowledge, the first confirmed bomb in Cairns' recent history. He confirmed the device was a wick, but was not given any further details. The main highway to the southern suburbs of Cairns was backed up for hours, with journeys that would usually take 20 minutes taking motorists up to 2 hours. Yeah, a friend of mine and friend of the show, actually, Maddie Benedetti. Maddie, if you're listening, hello. Oop, and I'm just gonna knock my microphone. And she was stuck in traffic for 2 or 3 hours on the way home from lunch. We just had a lovely lunch. We can't afford a house now because we had smashed avocado. But apart from that, apart from not being able to afford a house because of smashed avocado, because we were contemplating, house, avocado, house, avocado. She was stuck in traffic for 3 hours trying to get home. So that was bad for her, I guess, trying to get home. Did get home. She did end up getting home safely, and no accidents were reported on the Bruce Highway, which that's a relief, by the way. I just want to put that out there. It was a relief that there was no sort of accidents to be reported. No, everyone was staying civil with each other, and everyone was just doing the right Samaritan thing by everyone else and trying to get everyone else home as safely as possible, if that makes sense. But everything's all hunky dory, so if you've heard the story about a bomb in Cairns, don't worry. Everything's all a-okay. But it is interesting, and it's not terrorist related. The response crews on this was amazing. I think the police squad was there in relatively good time for a bomb, but you've got to think on the other hand as well, what is the appropriate amount of time to be able to respond to calls like this as well? So you have to kind of, it's a balancing act. Stuff takes time, and how much time is the matter of question here. I'm just glad that it wasn't terrorist related. After hearing everything in the world that's been going on in the last, I don't know, a couple of weeks or so, a couple of months really, since like January. But hearing what's going on in the world and knowing that everyone's all safe in this condition and it's not terrorist related, that it's believed to be an old war, not a war bomb, but a war, I suppose it'd be a war bomb actually, but a war piece of bomb that isn't linked to anyone in particular, if that makes sense. So it's having that kind of there as well. But what if it was terrorist related? You have to think about that as well. What if it was terrorist related? Would police act any differently? I don't know. That's not something for me to contemplate here on the show, because we don't really, that's a very gray area, and I don't know if we have enough kind of time to go into that sort of gray area as it is. But it'd be interesting to contemplate stuff like that from time to time. Speaking of things that you should contemplate from time to time, how about a royal wedding? Yay! Pip and Middleton got married. Royals and A-listers came around to celebrate the big day. There is a video here, and oh, hang on, I need to play this.
Finish Quantum Leap.
No, I'm not doing that. But I really wanted you, everyone at home, to listen to the new Coles song. They're not sponsors,
That's
but
right. Save a.
no. Anyway, here's what this is. World's famous bridesmaid has tied the note to her husband James Matthews, rah rah rah. A star-studded wedding. Got married to a hedge fund manager. That dress does look beautiful, by the way. Whoa! Her wedding dress cost $70,000. Bridal party followed closely. Prince George and Princess Charlotte, but Prince Harris attended church solo as his girlfriend met him at the reception. Blah blah blah. 300 guests. A $500,000 party. Well, you could only hope. You know, it's stuff like this where you kind of go, if only. I want a rich hedge fund manager to come sweep me off my feet. I mean, really, let's not beat around the bush here. I mean, it has to be lovely. I mean, let's not beat around the bush here because, you know, if he's a jerk, you can't really do much about that. So, you know, there has to. I'm 100% positive that this hedge fund manager is a lovely, lovely guy. Anyway, I'm sure. I know. I'm not being facetious, but I'm sure that he is lovely. The happy couple was pictured leaving the 12th century church as wedding bells rang out following a short ceremony that lasted only 45 minutes. That's not a short ceremony at all. God, I've been to a couple of weddings in my time. That is not a short amount of time. Oh my God, he is not attractive at all. Close up. Oh my gosh. Wow, that's. If you look at him far away in one of these photos and then look at him close up, oh boy. Oh boy. And he looks like a complete third person. Are these pictures with like three different people here or what is going on? No, that's. They're the same person from three different angles, but looks like three completely different person. All right. All right, back to me talking about the royals, because I pretend to know things about the royals. Outside of the church, the newlywed couple kiss for the cameras as their bridal party, including the desperate dust 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 dust. Can't do it in that voice. The Duchess of Cambridge, Prince George, and Princess Charlotte gathered around them. It was a downfall of rain hit after the ceremony began. The weather cleared, and the newlywed couple left the church. It was just lovely. It's just lovely. Oh, the bridal party looks spectacular, by the way. Who's that? Is that Princess Kate? Yeah, that's Princess Kate in that photo. Anyway, as the guests filed outside, I won't do it in that irritating voice. The bridal party gathered around the happy couple for photos. I'm doing it in that voice. That voice is just slipping in. But anyway, there you go. The Page boys and Tiny Bridesmaid gathered on a garden path. While Kate stood alongside her sister, excuse me, and new brother-in-law. Aww, lovely. Prince Harry was spotted leaving the church with follow guests, but his girlfriend, Hollywood actress Meghan Merkel, had nowhere to be seen. While it seems the actress did not attend the ceremony, it is believed that she was present at the wedding reception held by in a glass marquee at the Middleton's garden in Berkshire. Berkshire? Oh, everyone, we're going down to Berkshire. I don't know what that voice is. We should start a compilation. Dale doing funny voices. Merp. It's like it's GLS. Anyway, immediately after the ceremony, Harry was spotted leaving the grounds in a car, presumably picked up to the actress before the reception. Oof. News that is not. Prince William exited the church with his brother-in-law, James Middleton, as he joined fellow guests in the garden. Guests in the Garden is the name of my new show, by the way. Guests in the Garden is where Oh, what would Guests in the Garden be? What sort of show would that be? That would be, ooh, me in my courtyard doing interviews. That's what that would be. Guests in the Garden. Oh, can I write that down? Guests, new show idea. That's me knocking stuff off my desk, by the way. New show idea. So I'll write this down. Guests in the garden. All right. Print. Perfect. Awesome. So that's that, and that can I can flip through a bunch of papers to make myself sound more important, find my microphone, and continue doing a show. Rightio. So where were we? The Royals. I keep getting sidetracked for some reason today. I'm all over the place. Earlier in the morning, Middleton smiled at the cameras as she arrived at the church in a vintage 1951 Jaguar MKV. Ooh. Escorted by her father, Michael Middleton, the bride looked stunning in a flowing white lace Giles Deacon gown with a long veil. You'd hope it's a long veil. She's getting married. Also, why is that? Also, why are they driving a toy? They literally look like they drive that. That Jag car is literally looks like that. That's a toy. Not even kidding. Oh, is this arrival footage? Please tell me we've got arrival footage. Oh, yeah. This is arrival footage. Wow, that's exciting. It's not for me that to say that if 2017 goes pear-shaped, it's we're probably blaming this royal wedding because that seriously was lackluster. I could do a better job at that, and I've never been married, so there's that. I was more excited getting out of a bread truck at my formal homecoming dance. I'm not even kidding. Oh, have I? Oh, have I told that story on the internet before? I must have. I've told every story that I have on the internet. Hey, have I? Oh, I have to confirm that. I have told the story about me going to my homecoming dance in a bread truck before on the internet. Please tell me that that's a thing. Okay, you kind of get the story, but yes. Went to my homecoming dance in a bread deliver, literally a bread truck with a kind of scissor lift, tail lift gate thing. And I stood out on this platform and literally took me 2.5 minutes to get to the ground because it would be like all the way to the ground. And all the way. I've just blown everyone's earphones out, by the way. I just want to put that out there with that noise. So yeah, went to year 12 for a homecoming in literally a delivery truck. Story of my life, and why doesn't anyone want to date me? So again, should keep my dating life out of podcasting. So after the ceremony, as the ceremony got underway, Kate had seemed to be assembling the children. Okay, I'm poking fun at this a little bit. The story is two royal people got married and the internet flipped over of it, and I'm here making fun of it because of course I am. That's pretty much the moral of the story because of course I am. So, but assembling the children, that's got to be the funniest thing in the world. Is there anything else? Harry and William were spotted together. Harry's still got that beard. Brothers walking into church, whoop-de-doo, that's called a Sunday. People arrived, and the wedding. All right, that's awesome. And there's 23 photos. And also, what the hell is that vest? Ugh. Jeepers, what is that cream vest? Oh, that looks gross. That looks like someone vomited all over his dress, all over his vest before he went to the thing. That is gross. Ugh. All right, we're taking a commercial break after that. I need to wash my mouth out as we continue here on the Generic Live Show for a Sunday. Well, one of our favorite segments. We're pulling out all stops today. We're doing one of my favorite segments of all time. We're doing review of a review. This time, it's for a movie that I haven't seen yet. That's a surprise. We'll tell you more as we continue here on the Generic Live Show. Thanks for joining us on the Generic Live Show for a Sunday. It's 9:20. finally found the most generic live show. This is the Generic Live Show. Thanks for joining us here on the Generic Live Show for a Sunday. It's Dale Campbell here with you. We're doing it for Geek.io. And one thing I like talking about, nothing more on this show, is reviewing things I have never seen. But more importantly than that, is reviewing reviews of things I haven't seen before. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for a review of a review, and we don't have any theme music for it. Of course we don't. What do you take this for? Are you kidding me? This is excellent. This is excellent production. What are you talking about? And yeah, we're just going to use the Price is Right thing because that's a catch-all and all business for it. Here you go. Ladies and gentlemen, I think the 1.1 million views that this has on YouTube is mainly because of me. Just saying, I think I've watched this more times than I've admitted. Alright, ladies and gentlemen, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 is the subject of this week's review of review. This person, Miss or Mr. Kari, titled, "What the hell did I just watch?" They write, "I actually lost a lot of brain cells today." Okay. "I should have trusted my instinct, which told me after 10 minutes of this atrocity written, poorly shot, and narcissistically acted nonsense that I should leave. But then I told myself, let's stick." Okay. "Let's stick, alright? Maybe it'll redeem itself. Oh, but no, it just got worse. To the crust, all lines of idiocy. The characters were disposable stick figures with no concept of personality at all. Jokes were bad. Really, really bad, and you could feel how pathetically they were inserted into the movie just to get some redeeming value from former comic reliefs who also failed. Okay. I left mid-movie, as I could easily sit and stare at a blank wall and pay money for it. Oh. And I still lose money, but at least I will get my neons alive." Okay, keep my neons alive. Okay, first of all, I love the fact that this person's put in the words like narcissistically and pathetically and... what was the other one? Oh, atrocity. I love those words in the English language. They're very powerful. But seriously, let's stick. That's gotta be... Hello guys, let's stick. Right. It sounds like I'm saying something else. That's why you haven't heard the dumb button yet, but there you go. One person, moving on. Raisin Ban 31 said, it's titled, "One of the worst films. Plain and simple, this is one of the worst films I've ever seen. Maybe the expectations were too high, but I've rarely been disappointed by a Marvel movie. As a comedy, this was so-so. It had some good jokes at times. As a superhero action movie, it was just crap. Nothing happens more than an hour, and it doesn't get just bleh." Wow, let me try that sentence again. "As a superhero movie, action movie..." Okay, first of all, no. Second of all, also no. "It was just crap. Space. Nothing happens..." Sorry, I've inserted a space there. "Nothing happens for more than an hour. When it doesn't, it's just CGI. Characters do not show any superpowers. They are just for making jokes. There are no real fights or action sequences. Not to mention, the story is terrible. I don't really understand why I'm talking like a robot. Also, I don't understand why everyone is so impressed by this movie. It's nothing that Marvel throws at us is amazing. It clearly should have had higher standards, ... Okay, first of all, never end your review with parentheses. Also, As a superhero, it's a superhero movie action movie. As opposed, okay, one movie wasn't enough, so you had to have a superhero action hero movie with lots of action heroes. Pow pow! Anyway, God, can I just turn that, whatever I just did to the camera, youtube.com/genericliveshow, whatever I just did to the camera, superheroes! Ding ding, ding ding, ding ding, ding ding. Anyway, I think I have that on soundboard. Ding ding, where's ding ding? Nope, that's not ding ding. I don't have ding ding. Where's ding ding? There you go. There you go. Alright, there you go. I also have a chicken. That wasn't me hitting the dump button, that was me hitting my chicken. Anyway, do we have time for one more ground control? Why not? Alright, should they say. Alright, so Jeffrey Goons from Sweden says, cringy and gooey. First half of the movie is okay, but it doesn't make up for the awkward, gooey last half. Oh God. Okay, first of all, I don't know. This segment's becoming awkward and gooey. The story is too familiar. The awkward scenes are too much time and leaves little room for the story to become great. The emotional part of the movie doesn't feel real because it's a lack of build-up. If you see this movie, I hope your expectations were lowered, thus making your experience better than mine. That review is awkward and gooey. What can I say? There you go, ladies and gentlemen. That is review of a review. I love doing these things. You know what I love more than anything else? Is poking fun of other people. That's really what I. That's really what I enjoy in life. No, that's review of a review, ladies and gentlemen. Love doing that segment. Love it. Love it whenever it comes into the schedule. Love doing that. As we continue here on the Generic Live Show for a Sunday, ladies and gentlemen, we lost a lot of great people this week. A lot of great people passed away, and we're going to be doing a sort of in memoriam kind of segment for them, if you will. Kind of give you some greater details on their great works and the likes of that. Thanks for joining us here on the Generic Live Show for a Sunday. It's Dale Campbell here with you. It's 9:31.
Everything you said, they already knew, more or less.
Well, here's something that you didn't know. Two of those special atomic bombs haven't gone off.
We're here to give you a big dose of genericness. This is the Generic Live Show. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Dale Campbell here with you. It's Generic Live Show, GLS for short. We're doing it for Geek.io. Thanks for joining us to your Sunday funk party. That's your Sunday funk party with this music. Listen to this. What? Hope you're up and moving on a Sunday, or down and out for a Sunday as well.
Over 105,000 Australians sleep rough each night.
Do they though? Do they really? You know, it wouldn't be a generic live show if we just got cut off by commercials. By the way, I just want to put that out there. Anywho, generic live show Sunday. Thanks for joining us. Whether we're waking you up or putting you to sleep, we're here for you. Now, Chris Cornell, the lead singer of Soundgarden, died over the weekend. Unexpectedly, just passed away. Suicide. Tragic, tragic story this one is. Singer Chris Cornell, the lead vocalist of bands such as Soundgarden and Audioslave, died on Wednesday night in Detroit. His representative said he was just young at 52. Medical examiner determined that Cornell killed himself by hanging himself in a room at the MGM Grand Hotel following a concert in Las Vegas. Oof. Two Detroit newspapers had earlier cited a police spokesman. Cornell was found with a band around his neck. Oof. Tragic stuff. Different Detroit spokesperson Michael Woody told the Associated Press on Thursday that he could not confirm Cornell died with a band around his neck. And he did confirm that Cornell's wife called a family friend to ask to check on Cornell, but said that it was forced to open the door and find out that he was already on the bathroom floor. This is just a sad, sad story. Chris Cornell, of course, solo artist in his own right. Fantastic solo artist in his own right. Perfect, perfect person. And if we weren't subject to copyright, we would so play some Chris Cornell. Actually, you know what? Ground Control, can you get some Chris Cornell as backing music? Can we do that? Not sure if we can, they're saying. They're gonna look into it. Just as a betting. As a betting thing. Billie Jean. Acoustically. Okay. So this is, an acoustic version of him doing Billie Jean. Originally, of course, by the late, great, also late, great Michael Jackson. It's not singing. Oh, there you go. Like a beauty queen from over the screen. Said, don't mind, but what do you mean? I am wrong. Perfect, perfect voice on Chris Cornell, by the way. Just want to put that out there. This is going to be one of my favorite songs of all time, let alone cover songs, but just want to put that out there. So, of course, great solo artist in his own right. Thanks, Ground Control, for getting that up. I don't know if we'll get in trouble for that, but Ground Control do what I say anyway, so there's that. Because I run the show around here. Great lead vocals for Soundgarden. Merged as one of the biggest bands out of Seattle, joining the likes of Nevada, Pearl Jam, and Alice in Chains. Songs like Jesus Christ, Pose, Rusty Cage, Outshone. He collaborated with members of Pearl Jam, speaking of which, to form the band Temple of the Dog, with a self-titled album in 1991. Super Unknown debuted at number 1 on the Hot 200, rather, and was nominated for Best Rock Record in 1995 for Spoonman, Fall in Love on Black Days, Black Hole Sun, My Wave, The Day I Tried to Live. They disbanded in 1997 and pursued a solo career, and in 2001 joined Autoslave with members of the likes of Rage Against the Machine, that sort of thing. And there you go. Autoslave disbanded in 2007 and Soundgutted reunited in 2012 for their sixth animal, King Animal, in 2012. And, it was just a great guy from what I heard. Always a family man, Chris Cornell as well. So, prayers with his family, of course, in this great time of need. There you go. Now, other great people that, that we've lost. Of course, Chuck Berry. We've lost Chuck Berry this year. So we've lost him. Now Chris Cornell. 2017. People complain about 2016. Nothing's in comparison. Might be off to a slow start, but wow, this, between the two of them, there's not really much left. There's a video here for 53 seconds. We'll see what this says. This is brought to you by Fox.
Singer Chris Cornell, one of the founding fathers of 90s grunge, has died. I'm Carly Shimkus with Fox 411. A rep for Cornell called his death sudden and unexpected. Detroit police are investigating it as a possible suicide. As the lead singer of Soundgarden and Audioslave, Cornell was heavily influential in the Seattle music scene. Soundgarden sold an estimated 22.5 million albums worldwide and won 2 Grammy Awards. Cornell later joined Audioslave with former Rage Against the Machine members. He was still going strong as a musician, performing a sold-out show just hours before his death. Cornell died at the MGM Grand Detroit Hotel. He was 52 years old. For more on this and other entertainment stories, check out Fox News.
And don't do that. All right, so because you're here, don't break away and check out Fox 411. But we do thank Fox 411 for giving us the story, so there you go. Yeah, it's a catch-22. Yeah, sad, tragic. This week, lost Chris Cornell at age 52. Another person that we lost this week was former Fox News chief Roger Ailes. Also, wow, passed away at age 77. Chuck Berry passed away March 18th, 2017. I swear I talked about that story on this show. Did I not talk about that story on this show? Wow. Okay, I do apologize. Yeah, wow. Yeah, died March 18th, 2017. Sorry, I thought I talked about that on this show. Huh. I swear I did. Anyway, Ground Control, get on that. A guitarist, of course, singer in his own right. So there you go. Chuck Berry also has passed away this year. Yeah, wow. I swear I talked about that show. Anyway, it's a very grim segment here on the Generic Live Show. Let's lift things up a little bit. So, Fox News, Roger Ailes, founder and former CEO of Fox News, has died at the age of 77. A statement from his wife Elizabeth to US media said that she was profoundly sad and heartbroken, calling him a patriot. I'm profoundly sad and heartbroken to report that my husband Roger Ailes passed away this morning. Roger was a loving husband to me, his son Zachary, and a loyal friend to many. He's also a patriot, profoundly grateful to live in a country that gives him so much opportunity to work hard, to raise, and to give back. During his career that stretched over 5 decades, his work in entertainment, in politics, and in news affected the life of millions. And even so, we mourn his death, we celebrate his life. Mr. Ailes ran Fox News since 1996, turning it into a ratings hit and hugely influential voice in the US political landscape. But his step down in 2016 amid allegations of harassment against him, including by a former Fox anchor, Gretchen Carlson. Her lawsuit was settled last September for an unspecified amount, though media reports said that Carlson would receive $20 million, about 27 AUD. He was once served as media advisor to former US President Richard Nixon, later serving advising the Donald Trump campaign during the last election year. Of course he was a Trump advisor, of course. That wasn't the real reason why he stepped down as CEO. Anyway. No, it's sad, but, you know, it's... People... Oh, go away. Video playing again. It's sad to see that these people are passing away. But, you know, again, you can't really... Again, what can you do? So, we're going to make this segment really grim. We're going to go through some of this list. I'm hearing gas noises in my ear hole right now, but anyway. So, Aaron Morgan, who played Josephine Cunningham on Happy Days, died April 22nd, 2017. Aw. Died today? Are you kidding me? Huh. Charlie Murphy, brother to Eddie Murphy, has passed away. Don Rickles has passed away. Chuck Berry, Niall Flangleton, Bill Paxton, jeepers, didn't know, Judge Joseph, Joseph Wapner, Clyde Stubblefield, AL Duo, Richard Hatch, Iwin Corey, Frank Paliogo Sr., John Wetton, Elvine Wheater, don't know who that is, sorry, should I know who that is? Barbara Hale, John Hurt, Mike Connors, Mary Tyler Moore, Butch Turux, Miguel Fira, Dick Kuata. That's a cool name. I don't know who that is. I want to know who that is. Jimmy Sangha and Don Kay, who competed in Survivor 17. Died suddenly on New Year's Eve. The former reality show contestant was 40. Huh. Okay, there you go. Wow. 2017. Lost to the Stars. Actually, Chris Cornell and Chuck Berry this year so far. Not as much as last year so far, but still, two pillars of life. Gone. There you go. As we continue here on the Genetic Live Show for a Sunday, yeah, we are taking a little bit of an early commercial break because, boy, we've got a doozy for the Trump tracker for you. We have some Trump news, and whether you like it or not, it's going to be a rough ride. That's right, the Trump tracker, everyone's favorite segment of the Trump tracker, is up next. Actually, we got Trump in a couple of places throughout the show. Yeah, he's coming up in a segment next hour, and we've got the Trump tracker for you. We're going to fire that up and see how that goes. Thanks for joining us here on the Generic Live Show for a Sunday. It's Dale Campbell here with you. Oh, by the way, I want to mention this while we've got... Actually, while we've got a little bit of time, may as well mention this. By the way, it's still August. We're going to be in the US. Don't know what I'm going to be doing over there yet. Might be doing a few... We won't be doing any regular shows, but we might be doing... We'll do a couple of fun things, and we'll probably do a recap show again. I don't want to promise too much, but if you've got any ideas, please let me know. genericliveshow@gmail.com. If you've got any ideas of what we're going to be doing over there, what I'm thinking is a few little live things, and a recap show when we get back. Definitely a recap show when we get back. But again, it might be just a holiday and a recap show. There you go. Just wanted to throw that in there while we've got a bit of time. Now we can take our break as we continue here on the Jack Live Show for a Sunday. It's 9:49. Hold on tight. This is the Generic Live Show. Thanks for joining us here on the Generic Live Show for a Sunday. It's Dale Campbell here with you. It's a pleasure to be here. As always, we're doing it for Geek.io. And ladies and gentlemen, it's time for everyone's favorite segment of the week. It is actually becoming one of our least favorite segments on this show. It's literally becoming one of our least favorite segments of this show. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the Trump Tracker. That's right. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, Trump Tracker time. It's proudly brought to you by us and the Washington Post. It's day 121 of the Trump administration. That doesn't sound right. Why does that not sound right? Feels like a lot longer than that. With 1,339 days left in his term, we are tracking 60 pledges that he made a contract for in the start, during his campaign. Now, I look every week at these economy numbers, and the economy being up 0.7% in 3 years, down since Trump took office, and the 10 million jobs in his first term promise only being up, you know, 211,000. Sorry, net change in jobs since January of 2017 is 522,000. But still, that is, to create 10 million in his first term and to have it be 222 million, yeah, they're definitely, you guys are definitely getting a new president in 4 years, just saying. If I'm still doing this show in 4 years, I'll be covering it. So there you go. That's exciting. And we've got the Senate races and that too coming up soon in 2018? Please tell me that's 2018. Oh, if it's 2018, that'd be fantastic. Could you imagine? But instead of that, we're going to be talking about some, because that nothing happened in the Trump administration this week. So we're broadening it out to more non-specific stuff that Trump happened, you know, to a visit to Saudi Arabia, because we're going to Saudi Arabia now. Also, moreover to, not more so Saudi Arabia, you got the FBI James Comey, which there was an actual FBI head employed, but I don't know who the name of that is. It's not coming up in Google. Who is the head of the FBI? Not sure. Is it still? Still the president still asked for? Who appointed? James Comey was appointed. No, it's not James Comey. Yeah, it's not Comey. Who is? No, stop saying it's James Comey. It's not James Comey. How tall is James Comey? Who is James Comey, boss? Ah, technically, James Comey, boss was Obama. So there you go. Oh, interesting. Interesting. Oh, this is interesting. Ooh. Now, the fired FBI James Comey is saying, his dad is out there saying that Donald Trump's crazy. It's like, you fired my son, therefore I'm going to call you crazy. That's how that works. There's more think pieces on belongs in an institution, says, ooh, yeah, that's that one. Donald Trump belongs in an institution, says James Comey's father. That's the one that hurts the most. Donald Trump asked James Comey to drop Michael Flynn investigation. A history of the US and Russia investigation. Oh, here we go. Instead of dying down, it's becoming president. Trump's always been buddy-buddy with Putin. Lots of hacking. Lots of surveillance.
I mean, last year.
Oh. Excuse me, we've got like one big massive circle. I'm really tired tonight, guys. I'm saying. Just really saying. And the big question on everyone's mind, can Donald Trump be impeached? This is the big story. The answer is yes. Yes, he can. Oh, it can be done. The president, the vice president, and all civil justices shall be removed from office on impeachment for a conviction of treason, bribery, or high crimes and misdemeanors. Technically, it would be a misdemeanor if Russia was invading in the US elections. Huh. Would it, though? Technically, Trump didn't do anything wrong in that case. But allow the Russians, by the way, just want to put that out there, allowed them to involve themselves in the election. But apart from that, nothing. Nothing. Nothing at all. Trump's done nothing wrong. Why on earth would you want to impeach him? Gee, I'm not even believing this myself. How am I meant to believe your think piece on Trump not getting impeached if I don't believe it myself? As we continue here on the Generic Live Show for a Sunday. That's right. Next hour, we've got another hour of the program coming up. And there is one person that is due to be released from prison that should not be released from prison. You know how you get that feeling? That there are just some people that should not be released from prison, yet they are. Yep, we're going to tell you about one of them coming up next hour here on the Generic Live Show. Thanks for joining us. It's Dale Campbell here with you. It's 10 o'clock.